Okay, then we continue. This exercise that I conducted with you was to clarify the issues of time allocation. I will define an extension of this exercise where the targets to spend time change over some time, so they are kind of simulating different decisions and asking you to extend the model. For that, I will upload this model to the front-end room so that you can extend this model. So now back to the exercise that we had. We had the exercise, this one, where I ask you to identify the stock variables and so on. And then we had here the slide that needed to be changed. And now I think you see quite clearly what you have to change. So could you spend a few minutes and for yourself redraw this diagram? Basically, the part that you have to redraw is connected to the loops B1 and B3, so that doesn't take so much time. So try to do that in a way similar to the Vensim exercise. So I give you a few minutes and then I show you a proposed solution. Is it okay with the process? Are you going fine, Konstantin? Yes? Just tell me when you finish, so when you have done it, so I can announce the solution. Yes? Yes. Yes, I think this is basically correct. I will show you a version here. So so we have the simplified model here, and now I put some other names for the feedback loops. So manual handling of incidents, that's work harder. Improve incident handling capacity, that is work smarter. Cutting corners, and then the reinforcing loop, actually I call here the dice are thrown, because once you opt for something, you are kind of bound for that. In Norwegian you could say "Burde fanger." Now, here you have in principle a solution for this. Time resources for improving capability, time resources for manually handling incidents, and then you have an allocation of time resources for improvement. And I haven't put all the variables in here. So for instance, the variable telling you that the allocation of time resources for improvement needs some time itself is not in the model. So the model is not complete. The point of this exercise was to identify where the levels were, and this is other levels. And then if you look at the feedback loops, they are still there. So the feedback loop working hard is this. It goes down from here to here, on, it's still balancing. The feedback loop working smart goes here, then against this, up there, and so on and so on. The reinforcing loop is this one, there, up, and return. And the cutting corners loop is a little bit more difficult to see, cutting corners or shortcuts loop, because this here has two ways of going and they are not clearly seen. So if you put it like this, it becomes a little bit easier to see. So I put here a flow from left to right, a flow from right to left. The problem is that these two flows, they are connected. If you are transferring 10 hours from right to left, then you are then operating on both parts, so to speak. So you cannot at the same time, if you allocate 10 hours from right to left, you are allocating minus time hours from left to right, so to speak. So there are actually two versions of the same thing. So in a sense, this makes it a bit easier to see the feedback loop, but this this one is actually the way we will program that and introduce the equations. So basically the allocation of time resources for improvement goes like this, and it can be positive in one direction, negative in the other direction. So you can have a flow going from left to right that is negative. That means actually it's going from right to left, depending on the sign. So you make a decision as to how to draw the flow, and then the definition of the flow will define what is plus and what is minus. When I did the Venzin example, actually I contradicted myself because I defined the flow from going to left to right, but then I introduced the equations from right to left, so I had to refix the signs. Okay? Any questions? Later, not this time, but perhaps in the next class, which will be in the beginning of May, perhaps we can create a simulatable version of this. Certainly you will see a version where we can see simulation of process improvement. It's still a simpler model. We'll see that. Now, to finish today, the last exercise or process has to do with something that you already practice a little bit. That is stock and forward flow versions of security archetypes. So if you look at this, this is a complex exercise which actually requires a lot of coaching, but in principle, so here it is. So an archetype expressed through causal loop diagrams is a simplified version of some real problem. So the transition to a stock and flow version is requires some thinking. It's not so straightforward. It depends on the specific problem. You have to add new variables and new assumptions and so on. So the idea now is to add to this experience, so as to how to convert an archetype to something that you can simulate, to a stock and flow diagram. And the example that we will choose is a little bit different now. It's no longer the European American ATM case. Let's look at this archetype of the security as secondary concern. So it's back to this example that I have used many times, that the main concern of organization is to make business from whatever they are producing or delivering as services. So security is kind of a pain in the neck. They would prefer not to be problems with security, and then they would prefer to spend as little as possible. Since it is so difficult to see what the real dangers are with security, owing to this combination of priority to throughput and ignorance or not well enough knowledge of security, there tends to be an underspending in security, or even if there are resources, they can be allocated in the wrong way. So let's look at this archetype that we saw even this morning. And now we will practice a little bit how to convert this to a model that can be simulated. When doing this, let me emphasize again that they are concept models. A concept model is not a model of a reality. It is a simple model that you use for conceptualizing an issue so that you can discuss that. Therefore, I will make a number of assumptions that you can criticize, you can discuss, and perhaps improve them. So this is open to criticisms, open to improvement, open to discussion. If I was working for, say, Statoil, and wanted to make a model for them, then I will then conduct the process where I get specific data from the company. And when here I am making some assumptions, in the reality, I will look for documentation or ask questions, interview people, and so on, so as to base the model on the reality for Statoil. But here, as I said, the idea is more to develop something that we can see what happens and try to understand why it happens. So that helps also understanding of the issues, and it gives you also some practice in simulation, modeling and simulation. And the procedure, as in the examination project, stepwise. So first the intended consequence loop, then we add the unintended consequence loop, then we add the solution. And it is quite interesting and very good for learning to see what the impact of each loop is. So first we simulate what happens with only the unintended consequence, then we see what the unintended consequence will change, and then finally how the solution will change the situation. So stepwise, we make modeling simpler, but also we create understanding from easy to more complex. So how do we simulate the intended consequence loop? Well, the simplest way of doing that is that the organization, by reinvesting a constant part of the throughput, grows with a fixed annual rate. So a company, they will rarely reinvest all the gains in new growth. There are several reasons for that. One reason is they have shareholders, and the shareholders, they want money for the money. They want to dividends and so on. The other thing is you would like to have some money saved so that you can, for instance, buy another company and merge with it, or you can wait until you can do a bid for a new oil field, or you can decide, okay, at the moment it's best not to use this money for new investments, for new this, for new that, because there are not so good options now, so let's put it back in the bank or whatever and save it, and so on. So the idea is then that the company is producing throughput. Part of this throughput is reinvested in growth. So then you can view the throughput as the stock, and the investment is the flow increase in the stock. Then in the unintended balancing loop, we model the security, and we do that in the way we did that in the examination project. Security can grow, can increase by investing in security, gaining security, and it's being reduced by security obsolescence. Of course, this is a very simple way. In reality, security is a complex issue that depends on many factors. So in a real problem, we will not model security as just one-dimensional variable. Perhaps it will model the different controls of security. And in the solution link, we put in the understanding of the management that they have to invest both in throughput and security. Okay? So this is the task, and in a sense it is an exercise. Now, what I thought is, rather than myself giving you a lecture as to that, my idea is that you take this as a small project. Now you have more experience, and the solution is already posted. So here in Frontier, I have the solution. And rather than my giving you a lecture, I thought that now is your time to work. So you could try and simulate the first thing, and the second and third, and compare with how you are doing, how I'm doing. And for instance, that's the first part, and so on and so on. So you work stepwise, and I coach you. If you don't finish now, actually we will stop today in 20 minutes, so we finish at 2 o'clock for today. So in the days to come and so on, you can work with this. And we use the question and answers folder, we use Skype, we use whatever you like, so that I can give you feedback. But I suggest that you begin now by reading the challenge and see if you have some questions and something that you need to get started. Okay. So I do not expect you to be able to do the whole exercise without help. So that's why I have already posted some hints and solutions. And by the way, what I propose as a solution is just one possible way of doing that. You can do it differently and see if it makes sense. So you don't need to accept my way of doing that. There are many different ways of modeling this, but all the time it should be a simple way, and all the time it's important that you follow the rules of the game. As we have learned now, only flows can change the stocks, and so on and so on. And since I told you that I have posted the solution, I believe that I have also posted the events in models. Let me see. So you can compare with them. Yes, the events in models are here as well. So, but again, don't jump immediately to the solutions. Do some effort first to try to do it by yourself. Compare with my proposed solution. Feel free to do it a little bit differently. Even after you see my solution, maybe you p- prefer to do it somewhat differently. There are concept models. Your concept models mean again that they are very simple and they are meant to allow you to discuss different assumptions and see what happens based on these assumptions, so that in the end you learn and understand the issue in a better way than if you just thought about it or read about it or so. when you look at this challenge, you will need to operate with lookups. I can very briefly show you how I had thought of doing that. I think I had it here, let me see. So one thing, if you compare with my solution, again, you will perhaps do it differently. So this time I use a slightly different way of defining the lookups. So let's concentrate, for instance, on the table for the effect of security on growth. I make some assumption as to how security will impact the growth rate in the company. So I have a variable, effect of security on growth, this one. And this is defined as the table for the effect of security on growth with the input security level. And this table is the one that I define as a lookup. So lookup, instead of as we did in the previous in the project, where you have a variable that was an auxiliary with lookup, you can define a lookup. So there are two possibilities of doing that, and here I choose consistently the situation where you have a table, which is a lookup, and then the variable that uses the table. So here the table is a lookup, define type lookup. If you look at it, it's some graph. And then the effect of security on growth is a table like this. So let me put that a bit bigger. The variable that I am defining is the effect of security on growth and this is defined as a table with the input security level. And this one whereas in the solutions that we had in the project, I use a different way, which is gives the same result, but it is a slightly different way of doing that. So let's go back to that. So here, I had time to change rate is the type auxiliary with lookup. And then instead of having two variables, one the lookup and then the table, you have the lookup here, and then with lookup, that's kind of the table. So there are two ways of doing that. So that you do not get confused, what I am going to do is I'm going to put two exactly equivalent models in Fronter that incorporate the lookup once directly, like here, with auxiliary with lookup, and another by using an additional variable, which is of the type lookup. So, if you prefer, you can choose whichever you one you prefer. Both will give the same result. Okay, then I am to finish for today. So basically what I am asking you to do is concentrate on the third exercise where you have a challenge. Then you have a proposal for a solution with me. For me, there you will need to spend some time looking at that. So that's why we cannot finish that on class. And also, I want you to exercise that. And as I said, don't consider my proposal to solution as the one and solution. You can define a different approach, but by looking at how I am doing, this will give you some ideas as to how to proceed. And then I will help you with coaching. I get now a question. So Andreas asks, why have you chosen lookup table here instead of auxiliary with lookup? Any practical advantages other than explicit clarity? No, it's the same. So the equivalent will give the same result, but since VanSim has two ways of doing that, I thought that you would profit from seeing both. Otherwise, you could meet someday, or you could see someday a model with a version that confuses you. So basically what I want you is that you see both alternatives. Both, I think in principle the one with a separate table is a bit clearer. So if you look at the model here, then you do not see that there is a lookup here. If you look at the other one, when you see such a thing like a table, the table is an indication this is a lookup. So, and lookup table defined as lookup and with a graph there. And everywhere when you see a table, here as well, you get a similar thing. So that is immediately clear that it is. I could, of course, also use, instead of table, I could put lookup for effect of security and growth. That's also possible. But very often people consider that to be a table. It is a relation between some input and some output. And by the way, when you see such a table here or such a lookup, what VanSim does is you have some input, and then it looks up what is the output. So if the input is here. X, you can actually see where the value of x is. Now I have x 0, 3, 9, 5, 3. Now I have x 0, 4, 9, 8, 8, very close to 5 and so on. So if I have some value in between, 5, 6 and so on, so Vensim will interpolate and find out from the table what is the value for y. So by the table you are defining an interpolation, and actually outside of the table you are actually defining also extrapolations. So if x was less than 0 or bigger than 1, still Vensim will look and extrapolate. And there are different ways of extrapolating. So if you look at the documentation, you will see that Vensim can choose, for instance, asymptotics, or it can choose horizontal values and so on, defining on the kind of lookup that you have. So actually, things become complicated and you have a number of options and so on. Okay, so thank you for today and goodbye.